Good morning. Good morning. The Budget Committee, Subcommittee on Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations will come to order. If the Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Fasano?
Here.
Senator Joyner?
Here.
Senator Bennett? Senator Evers? Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Storms?
Here.
Senator Thrasher?
Free rollover minutes, Mr. Chair. I'm here early.
Yes.
We have a core.
Senator Storms, I knew you would be here. Your blanket got here before you did. So okay, we're going to start off. We have two bills this morning. Senator Flores, good morning, ma'am. You're recognized on Senate Bill 432.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. There's a strike all amendment, if I could speak to that.
Certainly. Without objection, let's take up the amendment, which is a strike all. It was late filed, barcode 837974. You're recognized, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Members, this bill deals with the issue of piracy, physical piracy of music that has been downloaded. I think some of you have already heard this bill. What we've done in the strike all amendment is to narrow the bill much more. There were some concerns from internet service providers that they may be caught up and have some unintended consequences. So what the strike all amendment is that it simply does two things. It says, number one, that the trade association for the recording industry can act as a victim in the case of in these cases, and that restitution is something that is eligible in these cases as well. And it makes it very clear that this is only for the acts of physical piracy, not for internet downloading of music, which is a separate section. And that's the bill in the strike call.
And just so you know, members, this is a Senator Evers amendment that's being offered on behalf of Senator Flores, and she's just explained the amendment. Members, are there questions of the strike all? Questions? Yes, Senator Storms, please.
I know I had folks come by and visit me on this, and I appreciate it, but I just want to have for the record, for the teenage kids who are downloading things, you know, my experience is sometimes they go after it, they get a big bang, a publicity bang out of their butt to go after the 13-year-old or the 14-year-old because everybody covers it, everybody's outraged. But the tool that they use, the industry uses, is to put everybody on notice, right? So they know they'll get a bunch of media out of it, and then everybody will go, oh, they're really going after them. But really, they're just pounding on a little skinny 13-year-old with pimples, right? So how I know your bill addresses that. Could you please...
Yes, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Two things. Number one is that the bill speaks only to physical piracy. So if that 13 and so one is physical piracy, and the second is that there needs to be an intent to have, you know, sell this in a wholesale level. So unless that 13-year-old, you know, is a mogul, you know, working in the underground and wanting to sell 1,000 CDs from the back of his, I guess, bicycle, because we wouldn't have a car, then this wouldn't affect them. But we just want to make sure, I mean, there is an issue of physical piracy. There is an issue of folks en masse, copying music and then, selling it on the back of their truck, selling it, you know, outside of supermarkets and different things. And that is something that's been hurtful, quite frankly, to all of us. And so, this bill seeks to address that.
Mm. Further questions? Any discussion or debate? Any objections to the strike all? Seeing none, show the amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill, members. We do have a couple of individuals that are here. Paul Geller, SVP External Affairs. Representative Groove Shark. Come on up, Paul. Senior Vice President External Affairs. And Paul, what is Groove Shark?
Groove Shark is a music streaming service.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please, you're recognized, sir.
I just wanted to thank the sponsor, Senator Flores, for working with us and working with the tech industry to make sure that we're protected with us. So that's
great.
All right.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. From Groove Shark. That's a word that Senator Thrasher used many, many, many years ago.
Many.
We have Luis Carlos Linares, Jr., Recording Industry Association of America from Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The Recording Industry Association of America would waive in support of the bill as amended.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for traveling here this morning with us.
Thank you for
having me. Thank you. Anything further, members? Anything further?
Yes.
Yes, Senator Joyner, you're recognized, please.
I guess it relates to Senator Storms. I'm concerned about Well, first, what is the penalty for a first offense?
Please go right ahead.
Thank you very much. This deals with the restitution, so it's going to be the amount of, so it's a fine. And it would be a fine that would be calculated based on the court's formula, but it would be a fine based on the total number of wholesale legally produced CDs and tapes and everything else. But it's a fine because we're dealing with restitution.
Please, Senator Joyner, absolutely, ma'am.
You must forgive me, but I'm not. I have not done all the due diligence that I should have done, Senator Flores, but if a teenager is out selling CDs on the corner and it is determined that they have recorded them illegally, what happens to that person and what is the... Oh, and tell me again about the criminal ramifications.
Okay, so two issues. First and foremost is that all of what I'm about to explain is all existing law.
Okay,
so what this bill amends is that it amends who could stand in the place of the victim, which would be the Recording Industry Association. But to answer your question, because it is an important question, first and foremost, the state attorney would have to decide that they want to prosecute that case. If it's a, you know, kind of a small issue, they might not make that decision. They would need to prove that the individual was knowingly selling these CDs or other issues for commercial advantage or for private financial gain to resell. So that's all, that's existing law. Again, I would imagine the state attorney would weigh the pros and cons of, you know, do we really want to go and criminally after a, you know, 15 or 16 year old? Maybe they would. I don't know if that's happened in the past. But again, that's existing law. And then the fine, again, existing law is someone who violates this paragraph would commit a felony of this third degree by a fine of up to $250,000. Again, I'm not sure, maybe your staff would know if that has even been enforced ever. I don't know. But again, those are all existing law. And what we are amending is to say that the Recording Industry Association can stand in the place of the victim, and that, and coming up with a formula for what the restitution would be. And ensuring also, the third thing it does is ensuring that we're dealing with physical piracy. So a physical CD or some other entity would have to be produced rather than just downloading on the internet.
Okay, I think I understand it now, because the victim under the present law is a person, and you expanded it so that the recording industry can come and stand in as the victim, because the allegation is that they are being victimized and losing revenues because of the act of someone downloading and selling their CDs.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Very good. Anything further? Senator Flores, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave my close. I think we all know what the bill does.
Great. Motion by Senator Thrasher to make it a committee substitute. Show it done without objection. The administrative assistant, please call the roll on committee substitute Senate Bill 432.
Senator Bennett? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Storms?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Chairman Pisano?
And by your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
God bless
Jen.
You. Have a nice day. Senator Evers, you are recognized, sir, on Senate Bill 504, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is the DJJ legislative priority, and right now the statutory authority for the department's current policy of paying up to $5,000 toward funeral expenses by certain youth that die in the custody of the department. It's the discretion would lie with the secretary for certain circumstances that this would be done. It also authorizes court to commit a youth to the Department of Juvenile Justice for placement in the Mother Infant Program. And that's pretty well what the bill does.
Very good. Are there questions of the members, of the member questions? There are no amendments. We do have a couple of people that have come to speak or whatever. We welcome them, of course. Nick Millar from AMI Kids.
Mr. Chairman, AMI Kids waives the court.
Thank you very much. Anna Marie Sanchez with DJJ. Great. Thank you both. Questions of the sponsor? Questions, discussion, or debate? Senator Evers, you're recognized to close, sir.
Wave close.
Thank you. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on Senate Bill 504.
Senator Bennett? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Storms?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Chairman Pisano?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill passes. Members, before we adjourn here, there will not be a meeting tomorrow. If you will notice the calendar, the schedule for next week, we meet at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, February the 7th, for 1 hour. We meet again on Wednesday at 3:45 for 1 hour on February the 8th. We meet again at time 3:45. Yeah. No, 3:45 p.m. And then on Thursday, we meet again at 8:30 a.m. on February the 9th. We do not have allocations as of yet. I know the president and the chairman, Chairman Alexander, are working diligently to try and get those allocations to us. So we wait patiently, but as once we have them, I believe that Tim and his crew and I know they've been speaking to you already. And feel free to reach out to them as well. I'm hoping that once we have allocations, we can bring to you a proposed bill, budget that we can start working on. Yes, ma'am. Senator Storms, please.
Mr. Chair, when you're finished, I just have a point that I just would like to raise at your leisure.
I'm done. Go right ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chair, you may remember that that we had a conversation about the clerks and their ability to be responsive on electronic filing, et cetera.
Yeah.
I talked to Mr. Sadbury about it, and so you remember the exchange that we had with the lobbyist. But I just want to read something into the record.
Please.
On this is from the Manatee County Clerk's Office, because it speaks directly to the matter that we talked about on electronic filing. This is a letter to the editor to the Florida Bar News, and it says, "Dear Ms. Pudlow, I want to thank Senator Rhonda Storms for pointing out what I, as a Manatee County clerk, have been agonizing over for years, the painfully slow progress the Florida court system has made toward electronic filing and access to court records. My solution is very simple. Florida needs to do as the federal courts did years ago and make e-filing mandatory, period. The Supreme Court has already established an e-filing standards for all clerks, and many, like my county, have obtained court approval to accept e-filings. Manatee County has had approval for e-filing since 2004. And he goes through and outlines all the problems associated with all the people who are in opposition to e-filing, etc. Mr. Chair, the response, when I made those suggestions, the response was, if you recall, was that we're doing it and it's all good, you don't have to do anything, everything's fine, and I kept saying, but it's not happening. Mr. Chair, when I talk to Mr. Sadbury tells me, and I'm like, okay, we'll put it in proviso and make him do it. Mr. Sadbury cheerfully informed me that we're doing that, and we've been doing it in proviso all this time, but it's glacial speed. And that they're not, they're, well, he didn't say that because he's too nice to say that, but he said there's...
I would never think that Tim would use the word glacial anyway. So.
Yeah, well, he didn't say that because he's too nice. But the real deal is they're not doing it. They're not doing it. We have asked them to do it. We've put it in the legislative language. They still don't do it.
Okay.
We have people come up here and tell us that they are doing it. And this clerk right here, I don't know this guy from Adam's house cat. As far as I know, I'm not even sure he's a guy. I haven't gotten to the end of the letter yet. I can't remember. But anyway, whoever this person is, I don't know that person from Adam's house cat.
Right.
So I didn't call that person and say, hey, will you write this letter to the Florida Bar? This is anecdotally, these people in their own experience know that the clerks are not doing it. It costs us money. According to this letter, this clerk says it costs him over $1 million annually to process all those paper filings. So, Mr. Chair, I just think the time is now. If we're going to do anything, then maybe what we should do and put in proviso is start issuing penalties for every county that doesn't go to e-file. Then they start paying, that county clerk's office starts paying penalties.
Okay.
And they don't have to do it. They don't have to do it, but then they're going to start paying penalties to the state for not doing it.
Okay.
There is no excuse. The Florida Supreme Court, the federal government, federal courts, they've been in e-filing for years. There's no problem. You just tell them to do it. There's nobody here that can tell me that there's an attorney that is out there handwriting out pleadings. Okay. That's a crock. Okay. Nobody believes that.
Okay.
Everybody word processes. And so everybody can e-file. So, Mr. Chair.
What was that word again? Glacial?
Glacial.
Glacial.
That's like a glacier movie.
I know what it is, yeah. Very. And then you said, what about Adam's cat? What was that?
Adam's house cat. I don't know that clerk from Adam's house cat.
Okay, I'm going to write those down.
Thank you.
House cats. Okay.
Senator,
we will, Senator Storms, I'm going to ask Tim that we look at doing some proviso language in the budget that makes it very clear that they must, at by a certain time, or at least come back to us to tell us why, if they're not doing it. Your point is well taken. Senator Bennett moves that
A comment on this. I've actually got a bill working through the process to make it mandatory on the e-filing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I wouldn't mind seeing some additional proviso in there to ensure that it happens, because it is the correct thing to do. But we are working a bill.
Just understand proviso is good for 1 year.
Right.
But we can certainly work in that direction. Absolutely. On behalf of Senator Storm, Senator Bennett, we will definitely do that. You will see it somewhere in our budget and make sure that it happens. Senator Joyner, please.
Thank you. Senator Storm said that she didn't know of any lawyers who were still handwriting. You haven't practiced long as I have, and I do know of some octogenarian lawyers who still handwrite because they aren't proficient in technology. Just for the record, nothing to do with what you're talking about except to show that there's still some dinosaurs out here.
And will you stop using these words? I got to go get a dictionary, for goodness sakes. It's old. a motion by Senator Bennett that he be shown in voting in favor of Senate Bill 432 and 504. Show that done without objection. And again, members, we'll not see you again until next Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Have a wonderful week and a weekend. God bless you all. With that, Senator Thrasher moves, we rise. Thank you, guy. Good job.
We're going to bring y'all and flog you.